1825, the first documented instance of the female Jesus appears in England in the form of a 7-year-old girl. Using rapid clapping and tongue clicks, the girl lures various species of birds from hundreds of miles away, who assume a circle of protection around her and raise a field of sharp wind in the area. When her father attempts to rescue her, the birds are able to beat out a rudimentary language of ricocheted wind to command his own hand against him, and he dies, a suicide. Several male witnesses also die, and the air that the birds have stirred with their wings remains sharply turbulent at the seaside site for the next 5 years, repelling any men who try to approach. This form of barrier comes to be known as Jesus wind. It will be used against men, together with a clear sock covering women's heads, to neutralize their language at the end of sound protest in 1974. 1922, Finland proposes a separate language for women, becoming the first European nation to do so. All men and women 24 years and older not considered suicide risks are fitted with a brown hat to enable or prevent them from performing the new language. The brown hat in women is fitted into the mouth to allow a broader range of vowel production, which is considered a vastly unfulfilled potential of women. The flesh-colored apparatus is meant to camouflage the head. For a time, it becomes a symbol of status and wealth. Streamlined designs create striking new possibilities for the human head, accentuating its animal shape. Women in Finland seen without the facial gear are considered incompletely attired and are refused admission to the black tie head theater conducted in the countryside. Men are to utilize a smaller, darker brown hat, the Carl Rogers gauge, resembling a bridle, which will restrict their vowel production and crimp the skin of the upper face to narrow the ear canals, deafening them to the new language. Both men and women will be advised to speak nightly messages of personal import into a cloth screen that will be used to test for a possible chemical element of language. No chemical difference is discovered between the speech of the sexes, only a marked absence of water in each, which will prove to be vital for later projects of the listening group, who will add water to its language filters, brown hats, or Thompson masks in order to scramble or falsely translate their speech. 1928. The American Naming Authority, a collective of women studying the effects of names on behavior, decrees that a name should only have one user. The nearly 1 million American users of the name Mary, for example, do not constitute a unified army who might slaughter all users of the name Nancy, as was earlier supposed, but rather a saturation of the Mary potential quotient. Simply stated, too many women with the same name produces widespread mediocrity and fatigue. A competition of field events centering around deployment of a 40-pound medicine ball into hoops and holes is proposed to determine which women shall rightly hold the title of their name, with all losers in the same name category to be designated as helpers or subsets of the winner, forced to wear wind socks or hip weights to slow down their progress, enslaved to the first Mary, the first Nancy, the first Julia, as the case may be. Parents still able to name their children begin to seek either unique names or names that are considered neutral by the authority, such as Jesus and Smith. Many girls are given the name Jesus Smith, which when pronounced as an all-vowel slogan becomes a crucial new word in the silentist movement and is possibly responsible for enabling the new strains of female behaviors seen at this time.